Now joined by head coach Bill Gooden of the Princeton Lady Tigers. He is home. He's under the weather, and he's going to cross his fingers and just hopes that he gets over the muck as we move toward the Christmas holiday. His Lady Tigers, they got a very good victory the other night. I'm looking at the Princeton boys information here, so let me get out of that one. I saw 60-29 against the Trenton Bulldogs, coach, and I said, that's a good win. That doesn't sound like the final score from the girls' game, though.
No, it's not.
Lower scoring contest there, 42-20. I think what I took out of both games, and I mentioned this on the air Wednesday morning, is that for both the boys and for the girls, and I know you weren't there necessarily coaching on Tuesday night, but you had really good balance and played really good defense.
Well, our defense has been our stalwart of our team. We've played pretty good defense. Kids kind of take pride in it, and our press is has been pretty effective against most teams. Stanbury went through us kind of like water, but you know, our defense has been the best part of our game right now, and we're just trying to get our offense going. You know, I was able to watch both the North Harrison and the Trenton games on TV, and that was really good with our Facebook. We have excellent Facebook coverage of it, and you know, I was really impressed with the way our defense played and our press and the way the girls got after it that way. You know, offensively, you know, a couple of things we got to work on as we go work on controlling the ball, taking care of the ball. We're turning the ball over still too more than what we'd like to. And then we miss a lot of little easy puppy shots, you know, some layups and just little 4 to 6 foot shots that just kills you when you can't hit those shots all the time. But we shot better from the free throw line, and you know, I don't have the stats in front of me right now. I know Jasmine Allen had a good game. Lauren Crone was really good at the free throw line, and Grace Kelly played really well for us. And you know, I don't want to leave anybody out because I wasn't there, and it's not fresh in my mind right now. But it was a good win for us. You know, I take so much pride in our conference games and our conference, Grand River Conference, and those are the games that, you know, I want to for sure try to get in if we possibly can, and you know, and play as well as we can in our conference, because we're in a pretty good conference, and you know, it's very competitive and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and the thing with the conference is, you know, you look and you say, okay, who has the best talent in the conference? And I think you got to start with Milan and Katie Pauley, and you know, they've been off to an excellent start before their season came to a screeching halt, having some games postponed and those things. But I think other than that, the conference is very balanced, and if somebody can go to Milan and get a victory or beat Milan on their home floor, you know, it's an advantage there, because I don't think the Lady Cats are, you know, unbeatable or things like that. So I do think, and I know we've talked about this, Coach, that the GRC is going to be a really balanced league on the girls' side this year.
I think it is, too. You know, definitely Milan be at the top if you've got, you know, someone the caliber of the two girls that Milan has that do all their scoring for them and are really good ball players. And then I think Polo is probably maybe the second-best team. They return quite a bit, and they have a lot of size. And I think they beat us last year in overtime here at Princeton, and we'd have to go there later on this year. But, you know, outside of that, you know, I think, you know, we're all pretty much in the mix where anybody can beat anybody on any given night, and it's just a matter of, you know, who's able to come out and put the ball in the hole and get the stops whenever they need it. And, you know, we're just going to keep trying to work at it and just try to get better at it, and I think we will, you know, if we can just get a chance to get in the gym and get some practice time in.
I think the best thing you can say about, you know, about the coronavirus and what it's done with schedules and this and that is, you know, it's there. But the schools seem like they're being proactive, and they're saying, okay, let's put a pause on the season. Let's kind of reset everything until January 1st. So you get a few games in before Christmas, and knock on wood, get everybody healthy, get back there January 1st, and then you kind of get a restart to the season, so to speak.
Well, the good thing about it is we've had some games, so we've kind of seen, you know, where our weaknesses are at, where our strengths are at, who's developed, you know, to the point that you'd like to see them play a little bit more and stuff. And, you know, and then if we don't have any games and we're able to get some good practices in, you know, over Christmas, we can work on those areas that we need to work on, because at least we've had a chance to get in the gym and play some games. You know, unfortunately, we're getting hurt in the JV area. We have had, I think, three JV games, and the girls have a JV game Saturday at Lathrop, and that's then we're done until after Christmas. But, you know, a lot of people say, well, you need to have games over Christmas. Well, you know, we went years and years and years without having any games at Christmas. You just came in and you just practiced every day and worked on things. And, you know, that's what, you know, I'm prepared to do that. I'm used to doing that way. And, you know, if that's the way it is, then so be it. Everybody's going to be kind of in the same shoes, and you just get in and do that, and then we come back, and soon we have the South Harrison tournament, and that's a good way for you to kind of get your feet back under you because it's three games that you definitely need.
Yeah, when we talked last week, we talked about your freshman class a little bit, and somebody that caught my eye at in the Worth County game was Faith Seamer, as somebody who just seemed like had a good head on her shoulders, did a lot of good things for you out of that freshman class. And you said, yeah, Faith is one of those players, and also, and she was really good against Trenton in Kelly. And yeah, if you're a freshman and you have the ability to finish at the rim, I think that's one of the early signs for me that you're going to be a player on this level, and Grace can finish at the rim.
Yeah, she does. She can. And, you know, right now she's a little awkward every once in a while, but she's getting there and she's getting better every day. And, you know, has with several of our other girls. And, you know, we're expecting a lot. And it's not uncommon for high schools, especially small high schools, to play freshmen. You know, you've got to play the ones that you think are prepared and best suited to for each game. And we really like Grace on defense. You know, she plays the baseline of her 1-3-1. She's quick, she's long, and she's got some quickness to her, and she's not afraid. And that's a big key right there. She's aggressive, a little bit overly aggressive. I think the Trenton game is the first game she got to finish the game, didn't get in foul trouble. And so, you know, we're expecting a lot out of her and Faith and some other girls. But, you know, it's just a process, and hopefully we'll get some practice time and just keep working on improving.
I know Scott Usry, he's earning his bucks as the athletic director at Princeton. But I was talking with Damon just about the fact that if you look at the Princeton schedule, there's nothing between New Year's Day and your game against South Harrison on January 8th, so I wouldn't be surprised at all if one or two of the makeup dates end up being that first week of the new year.
Well, I think we're looking at possibly picking up. You know, we have we had La Plata scheduled for Tuesday, and then we had Green City on the 29th, so, you know, we may be moving one of those games to that slot. You know, they're looking at that, and I know Scott's working, trying to get it. It's an athletic nightmare, you know, right now. And you know, a thing that I mentioned to him the other day, and I said, yeah, we haven't even got into the snow days yet. So, you know, wait till you get with the coronavirus, and then you get hit with a blizzard, which I sure hope we don't, and you lose games that way, then that just multiplies things. So, you know, but if we can get our conference games in, you know, that would be really key to us. But we'd like to play as many games as we possibly can, both at the varsity and the junior varsity level.
No, certainly. There are a lot of games that are going to be moved into January, and you said exactly the same thing I've been thinking for the last 20 minutes in recording the Princeton interviews, Coach. We're probably going to get a snow day at some point, and with a billion games moved back into January, who knows what happens with the schedules when that happens.
That's true, and we'll just have to play it out. And you know, right now, though, at least the weatherman is being cooperative with us, and he's about the only thing that's cooperating with us at this time.
No, true on that. I hope that you have good health and improved health as you move through Christmas and into the New Year. We're going to catch up with coaches again here as we move into the first week of 2021. Hopefully, the virus relents a little bit. We can get the vaccines out and get moving in the right direction to get a lot of these games in with no hesitation and those things in January. Thanks for joining us today, Bill.
Thank you, Tom.